This is Colourful.
Everyone is claiming to champion Squeeze Middle Brit, Squeeze Britain, the low.
It can't
middle
be the 9th, that's Sunday.
So it's what then? Is it?
It's Thursday usually, isn't it?
I say, yeah, of course, it'll be the 13th. Yes, no. What am I talking about? The 13th, a week today. So what's going to happen? Well, the Lib Dems are saying we are really fighting our own battle here. You know, the Tories seem to be kind of holding back a little bit. Maybe it's because they think we need to give Nick Clegg and the Lib Dems a chance. They're really taking a beating in the polls. Labour, our favourites at the moment. Phil Woolis, the former MP, who had to come on. I suppose he got stripped, didn't he? Even though he won the election. What exactly are the key issues? And who is Squeeze Britain? Who is Middle Britain? Well, the Resolution Foundation is an independent research and policy organisation working to improve the lives of people with low to middle incomes. They should be able to tell us. Matt Whittaker is their chief economist. He's on the line. Matt, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Now, first of all, who is Squeezed Britain? Who represents that squeezed low to middle income group who don't necessarily get the benefits that people complain about here in this country, at the same time aren't wealthy enough to say, well, we can take whatever the government throws at us?
Yeah, that's probably the best definition I can think of, really. Mm. I think depending on which paper you read or which politician you listen to, you could find that Squeeze Britain is anywhere from 15, 20,000 up to 50, 60,000. But the one you just sort of pinpointed there is the one that we've been using for a few years now, which is that it's people who are too poor to be comfortable or to have savings or to be financially secure, but too rich to qualify for substantial state support. So the way we calculate it, it works out at around households with incomes between about 12 and 30,000, so averaging about 25k a year.
And when government looks at policy across the board, is it particularly sensitive to the fortunes of people in that income bracket, or are they thinking about other people when they look at the impact, the negative impact of some of the cuts that are to come?
Yeah, this is one of the big issues, and one of the reasons that we sort of wave such a flag for this group, is that they tend to be a bit overlooked. There's not a real sense of membership of this group among people who are in it. We often get people together into groups to chat about these things. And the issues that people raise, which they think only they have, they're always surprised that other people around the table also have those issues. Because, as you say, the focus from policymakers, from government, from political parties, is very much on other groups. And certainly at the moment, the narrative is around, to some extent, while we're going through these cuts, protecting the poor, which is absolutely as it should be, but also protecting the rich to some extent in order to protect the economy. You know, you don't want to soak the rich too much. But if you're doing that, if you're protecting the rich and at the same time protecting the poor, then who loses out? Inevitably, it's people in the middle.
Just looking at the VAT rise, I mean, I went into the shop yesterday, actually, looking at one or two, you know, electronic goods, and they had been imposed by this particular company. And I, you know, I can make a choice not to buy it at this point. I don't need to, but some people have to make those choices right now. Is VAT a progressive or regressive tax? Because some people have been saying different things.
There is a big question. We could do a whole radio program on that, probably.
Yeah.
I think the position we would take ultimately is that it does depend on how you look at it, whether you look at it from perspective of are you looking at people's incomes or are you looking at their spending behaviour. Mm. But I think ultimately, the lower down the income scale you go, the bigger impact VAT has. Therefore, it has to be a regressive tax. But I think for this group, the sort of the squeeze group, what's really important is VAT is obviously going to have a big impact, but it's going to have a big impact on everyone. But what's really important is actually a lot of the price increases we've seen in the last few years have been on things like food and fuel, which are, you know, pretty basic commodities, which actually people in this group spend more of their income on than people with higher incomes spend. So actually, whatever inflation figure is out there, you can add a bit to that for people in the middle and take a bit off for people at the top end. So price rises have had a bigger impact on this group than they have on other groups in society in the last few years, and will continue to do so.
The charity Shelter have warned that a growing number of people are paying rent or mortgages with money borrowed on credit cards. And I'm wondering, you know, does this squeeze group that we're talking about here, are they homeowners? Are they people that would be doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very diverse group. We're talking about 1 in 3 of the working population. So there's homeowners, there's renters, and there's all sorts of people in there. But certainly what we know is that they have very low levels of savings. You know, something like half of them only have 1 month income or less than 1 month income in savings. So any shock to their income, whether that's unemployment or whatever else, they've not got much resources to fall back on. So when the squeeze happens, then they're having to look to credit and other sources to sort of smooth their way through that transition, I think. But I mean, around home ownership, those who've taken out mortgages in the last 5 or 10 years in this group tend to have 100% mortgages, which means as we